Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let's be honest, we all know that little voice in our heads whispering, maybe tomorrow, yeah, procrastination. It's like that friend who shows up late, eats all the pizza, and leaves a trail of empty beer cans behind. Not cool, right? But guess what? We can kick that procrastination monster to the curb and actually achieve those goals we keep talking about. Today, we're diving deep into how to overcome procrastination and build that unstoppable momentum you deserve. Think about it. Ever had a brilliant idea for a project, a dream you wanted to chase, or maybe even just a simple chore you needed to tackle? You felt excited, right? But then, that familiar voice starts creeping in. Suddenly, your brain decides Netflix is calling, that pile of laundry can wait, and that awesome blog post you want to write? Well, it's not going anywhere anytime soon. Sound familiar? I get it. We've all been there. But here's the good news. Procrastination isn't some insurmountable monster. It's a habit, a learned behavior we can break. And trust me, on the other side of the struggle lies a world of accomplishment, satisfaction, and that sweet, sweet feeling of I actually did it. So, let's talk about 5 killer strategies to help you slay procrastination and conquer your goals. First up, embrace the power of tiny wins. Ever feel overwhelmed by a huge task? It's like staring at Mount Everest, wondering how in the world you're going to reach the summit. Well, guess what? You don't have to climb that mountain all in one go. Break it down into manageable chunks, those tiny wins. Think of it like leveling up in your favorite video game. Each small victory keeps you motivated and propels you forward. Next. Time blocking is your secret weapon. You know that feeling when you have a million things to do, but no idea where to start. Time blocking is like giving your schedule a superhero makeover. It's about scheduling specific blocks of time for particular tasks, work, exercise, even that Netflix binge guilty is charged. This creates structure and accountability so procrastination can't sneak in and hijack your day. Number 3. The art of saying no. You're a valuable human with limited time and energy. Learning to say no to commitments that drain you or don't align with your goals is crucial. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but trust me, saying no frees up space for the things that truly matter, those projects, passions, and dreams you're working towards. 4. Eliminate distractions, unleash focus. In today's world, distractions are everywhere. Social media notifications, emails pinging like crazy, they can suck you in faster than a black hole. Create a distraction-free zone for focus work. Put your phone on silent, close unnecessary tabs on your computer, and let those distractions know who's boss. And finally, celebrate your victories. We often focus on the big goals, but remember to celebrate the small wins along the way. Finished that chapter you've been working on? Nailed that presentation? Take a moment to savor the accomplishment. This positive reinforcement keeps you motivated and fuels your progress. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're sitting down to work on that project you've been putting off for weeks. Maybe it's writing that book, launching that website, or finally tackling those home renovations. Instead of reaching for your phone or scrolling through social media, you remember the power of tiny wins. You break down the task into smaller, manageable steps to write 500 words today, research 3 contractors tomorrow, and suddenly, it feels less daunting. You set a timer, eliminate distractions, and get to work. Time flies by, and before you know it, you've accomplished more than you thought possible. That feeling of accomplishment? That's the magic of overcoming procrastination. So remember, my friends, procrastination is a challenge we can all face head-on. By embracing these strategies, tiny wins, time blocking, saying no, eliminating distractions, and celebrating your victories, you can unlock your potential, achieve your goals, and live a life filled with purpose and accomplishment. Keep that stoic state of mind, and remember, you've got this. Now go out there and conquer those goals. And don't forget to share your wins with me on social media. Use the hashtag #StoicStateOfMind. Let's inspire each other to keep pushing forward. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.